And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lenzic Center for Performing Arts, and she's with us here very often speaking of the arts.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are joined by Kristen Johnson of Kristen Johnson Fine Art.
How are you, Duo?
Good morning. Great to have you here. We wanted to let people know about a show that is opening today called Equus Annum, which is celebrating the Chinese Year of the Horse. It's an exhibition of horse art of various kinds.
Yes, we have photography, sculpture, paintings, and since this began, which was about 2 months ago, it's grown into something way beyond an art exhibition. One of the main photographers who actually really inspired the show is Lynn Pomerantz, and she is a supporter, patron, and photographer of the Bonaire Mustang Organization, which is a 501(c) that saves the Mustangs. So it's now turned into a fundraiser to help save them, find them home and feed and medical care.
Now, where do they work?
Well, right now, they are floating around. These horses don't have a home. They were...
I mean, are we talking New Mexico?
Yes, they're in New Mexico as we speak, per se. There were 80 of these horses that Sandy Claypool, who is the founder of the organization in 2000, they were on a property just outside of Albuquerque, and they decided to end the contract that they had, which was free for the horses to board and be fed, so they became basically homeless. At this point, she's been able to find homes for about 50 of them, but there's 30 that she's going to continue to keep. She wants to keep the 30 because what she's doing is preserving what is called the El Rito Mustang, which came over from Spain hundreds of years ago, and they were a very integral part of raising the West and creating the West. So she's trying to keep the breed intact as well.
What is this breed like?
It's a true Mustang. I mean, they're wild. They have the wild hair. They're stocky. They have a lot of heart. They have expressive faces. You see a Mustang, once you've seen one and you see another, you know it's a Mustang. They have such character.
Can they be ridden, these ones you're talking about?
Occasionally you can convert a wild horse into a rideable horse. But almost like a feral cat or a feral dog, they have that wild spirit in them.
Right.
It's difficult to train them to be so tame for, an average person to ride.
And on some level, the whole deal with wild horses and keeping them on the land is symbolic somehow of our own American spirit and wilderness and things like that.
You just brought up something that I have come to know through the process of this exhibition. I found out it was the Chinese Year of the Horse. I thought, that's a great attachment, and we can play with that. Then I met Lynn Pomerantz, and I found out about the Mustang Rescue. And since then, I found out that this is a national problem that is so vast, I haven't even been able to scratch the surface of how big it is. And these animals have served us for hundreds, thousands of years, and they're precious. And they're being slaughtered, they're being shot, they're being taken to Mexico, and it's a real problem. And we are hoping to get the news out with even just this event. And I have, even on my Facebook page, been contacted by now about 30 rescue organizations around the country. So I'm just learning about it.
Yeah, it's a whole world, it's a whole huge subculture, and it's so much a part of American identity. You've got a bunch of artists there. Some of them are painters, some of them are photographers.
Yes. It was originally going to be just photography. We started off with Lynn Pomerantz, who is the one who shoots the wild Mustangs, even up in Placidas.
She's amazing.
She's an amazing photographer. She captures, you see the eyes, you can tell how they feel. And she's got a book. We want to get her published this year. The other photographer was Tony Bonanno, or is Tony Bonanno. Another great one. His photographs tend to be a little bit more masculine. He shoots, the roping, and he goes on to Val Kilmer's property, and they're very geared towards like a Marlboro man type. They're intriguing to me. I love them anyway.
It is funny. I was looking at the some of the examples of the artists who were going to be in the show. And I looked at exactly those two, Lynn and Tony, both excellent first-rate photographers. This is, like, so gendered.
It is very gendered. But I, as a woman, still, I mean, there's one particular photograph by Tony where there's a Mustang in front, two horses in front of one horse, and the rider's on top. And the one horse is literally in air. You think it's actually been digitized. So it's magnificent. They capture them in the most sweet moments and some of the most active moments. Tony and Lynn have done an incredible job. I mean, they're very moving and emotional.
So the show opens tonight.
It does open this evening at 5 o'clock. We will be open until 7.
Okay.
And we will also have on exhibit C.J. Wells, who is a very well-known painter in Santa Fe. She's going to be showing 2 weeks from now during Indian Market. And she painted, and I saw this a couple years ago, a very macabre painting called Dead Horse. And until I knew what it was about, and I found out about this only recently because of this project, it's a dead horse. And you can see the blood, and it's starved and out. But she's also a poet. And she wrote this poem about how they were shooting the Mustangs from helicopters. So it's all about stopping the killing of these animals. So then when you see this painting, you look at it in such a different way. And you don't see it as macabre. It's more about raising awareness. We also have Bobby Bennett. She's a photographer. Dominique Simmons, a painter. She lives on a ranch. She only just recently began to paint horses. She's been mainly abstract. Gray Mercer, huge monumental sculpture out front, and others.
The show is called Equus Annum, celebrating the Chinese Year of the Horse. Kristen Johnson has been joining us, and she's with Kristen Johnson Fine Art, 323 East Palace Avenue, and that's like right across the street from La Posada here in Santa Fe.
Exactly, and also right next door to the Episcopal Church.
Okay.
And there's parking right behind there. They offer it to us when we have openings.
Ah, very nice. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Diana Delling.
We're back.
We are back indeed. What's going on?
What's going on? A lot is going on, as usual, but I'll tell you about something going on at the Lensic this weekend. The Lensic on Sunday is presenting, once again, the Juan Cidi Flamenco Theater.
Now, is that the last one of the season?
It is. It's the last one of the summer. They've had two or three before this, and they were really successful, great shows. I've heard wonderful feedback about them, and they'll be there again on Sunday. Have you seen him perform?
Not this year.
Same here, not this year, but I've seen him and he's fantastic, as are his co-dancers.
Right,
his fellow
right.
Dancers. That is Sunday at 8 o'clock at the Lensic. And for tickets, of course, the usual Ticket Santa Fe phone number is 988-1234.
1234. Okay. And we heard about Kristen Johnson. We talked about Boyhood. I just can't get enough of that movie.
Did you see it last night?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was
did
really
you go last
good.
Night?
I did.
Yeah.
There was an opening, a small benefit, but for the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival.
Right.
Which will be coming to town in October once again. And it was a really fantastic movie.
Indeed.
And you probably read a ton about it.
We just talked to the cinematographer and wasn't able to get the director on the air, but... yeah, definitely worth seeing. Lots of other movies, too. I want to let people know that... Oh, never mind.
Never mind?
Sorry, I hate to keep saying this week after week, but I'm pre-caffeinated. All right.
She's getting there.
We're getting there slowly.
I can talk about another Lensic event. This one is Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Performance Santa Fe will be presenting Stars of American Ballet. And this is a show where two different programs, one each night, and they bring in principals from the New York City Ballet who perform. It's a really great chance to see some of the best, obviously some of the best ballet dancers in the world doing a variety of different types of dance. And as I said, there are two different shows, one each night. So if you love ballet, you can come to both. Those are Wednesday and Thursday, starting at 7:30 p.m.
Excellent. And we want to let people know that the KSFR book sale is today and over the weekend. Today is from 1 to 6, and there's a very low admission charge, but we do the admission charge so that you can get the best books. We get sometimes book dealers come and so on. And then tomorrow, it's free admission from 9 to 3. So today, 1 to 6, tomorrow, 9 to 3. And there's a bag sale from 1 to 3. Like, so at the end, I think you get to fill a bag with books and take it for a flat rate. I'm not sure what that rate is, but we have 8,000, more than 8,000 books.
Wow.
3,000 CDs, hundreds of DVDs, and vinyl, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's at the studio?
No, it's at the upstairs of the Santa Fe Community College Fitness Center.
Excellent.
So ample parking day and night.
Sounds great. Just what I need is more books and CDs and DVDs.
You know,
DVDs,
but the thing is, there's just nothing like a book sale.
No, I fill bags easily and the bargain prices, I'm sure, and you're supporting KSFR
yep.
to boot.
Yep.
You may have talked about this on the show coming up on Sunday. You know what I just realized? The Juan CD show I just announced is August 9th, and that would be tomorrow. That's Saturday. I said it was Sunday. Juan CD at the Lensic is tomorrow, August 9th at 8 p.m.
At 8 in the evening. Good
yes.
to know.
But Sunday, if you're in the mood to go see something else that's cool and local, you can go to the Santa Fe Opera, and the Apprentices will be having their annual show. There will be one on Sunday at 8, and there'll be another one again the following Sunday. And this is when, as you know, the Apprentices, who are involved in all of the Santa Fe Opera productions, get a chance to do their own production. They perform fully staged scenes from a variety of operas. And it's not just the apprentice singers. It's also the apprentice folks back in the backstage production crew.
Right.
The costuming people, the
scenery
people. Yeah,
they're great. You think apprentice and you think young people who aren't ready for prime time.
Right.
But in fact, the apprentices have a huge role in the opera. They are in all the ensemble scenes. They're all understudies or whatever it's called for the main parts. They often play the main parts if somebody's indisposed. They're amazing.
They are. Some of the best opera, young or up-and-coming opera singers in the country, and also technical people once again. And it's a great way. I'm not a huge opera fan, I have to admit, but I've been to an apprentice series performance, and you get a variety of operas. It's a good way to get a taste of opera, too.
Yeah, and if you don't want to sit through a full-length opera, you get a scene, and then it's over.
Exactly. Hate to admit my uncultured taste.
Oh, everybody is different. There's no judgment on that. Okay, at the Jean Cocteau Cinema, for the first time in more than three decades, comedy legends Monty Python will perform live on stage together, broadcast from London's O2 Arena. Monty Python Live will play in cinemas around the globe and at the Jean Cocteau, August...
I think it's tonight.
Wait a minute. It says August. Okay. The next one is August 10th at 1 in the afternoon. It was the 6th and 7th at 8, but that's over. Do you have a different...
I have both. I have one saying tonight and one saying the 6th and 7th, as you do. So
6th and 7th and 10th is what it says here. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, give them a call or look at their website.
It sounds really fun in any case.
Yes, definitely. And lots of other things going on at the Jean Cocteau Cinema. We want to tell you that this is, I think, the last couple of shows of the play Slow Girl, written by Greg Pierce and starring Tatiana Stavrowski and Chris Dempsey. And that's Saturday and Sunday, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 4 in the afternoon at Warehouse 21. For more information, 438-6078, and tickets are reasonably priced, so get yourself over there. I hear it's very good.
There's another opportunity to hear some great opera music in a different setting. There's a performance. Santa Fe has a series called Festival of Song, and this is where opera stars come and perform in a different setting. They will be performing at St. John's United Methodist Church, so a very small, much smaller setting, much more intimate. And tonight they'll feature tenor Paul Groves. He was in the opera Fidelio at the full opera, and he will be performing, singing with head of Performance Santa Fe, their artistic director, Joe Illick.
Yay.
Yeah, that's a great way, again, to get a good dose of opera in a small, intimate setting. And it's St. John's United Methodist Church. For more information, you can call 988-1234. That's ticketsantafe.org.
And I am sitting here in the Santa Fe Baking Company, and they always have art exhibitions here. People put up their paintings and drawings and things, and I got an email from Amina Ray, whose paintings are up now. And they will be up until the 13th of August here at the Santa Fe Baking Company. So
they're really cool.
Yeah, coming in, very large, very colorful paintings, kind of abstract. And well, not all of them are abstract, but if you want to come in for your burrito.
I was just going to say that, as if you need another excuse, but it's always nice to have one.
And I want to also say, I was over at Radius Books yesterday. Radius Books is a local book publisher. I can't really say the word local because they're really a kind of international quality and level of book publisher. They do these very, very fine, the highest possible quality art and photography books. And they have opening, I guess there's an event tomorrow from 4 to 6, a book signing of a new book by Victoria Sambunaris called Taxonomy of a Landscape. And she basically uses a gigantic large format camera and still uses film as opposed to digital and makes these kind of the human effect on American landscapes kinds of pictures. And they've made a beautiful book. And there's also an exhibition of both some large and then the like little Polaroid pictures
studies
that she does.
Yeah,
studies. So anyway, that's really good. And as I said, Saturday 4 to 6, book signing at Radius Books. And then Sunday at 2 o'clock, lecture and book signing at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design at Tipton Hall on St. Michael's Drive. And Radius Books is at 227 East Palace Avenue, Suite W. And I found it a little hard to find. You actually go on, park on the side street or whatever. But once you find it and you go in, you feel like you have been transported to, like, New York or San Francisco.
And you can go in, and is it open to the public, the Radius Books actual office?
I don't know.
I'd like to visit,
there's
too.
There's these really good corgi dogs kind of sitting at the top of the stairs guarding it, they're so sweet.
The guards. They're not the greeters. Those corgis are the guards.
The guards.
There's another photography-oriented event tonight at the Museum of New Mexico History. It's called Pinhole to Pixel, and it's an event in association with their current pinhole camera photography exhibit. And this one features California artist Peggy Ann Jones. Her work is featured in the exhibit, which is called Poetics of Light, Pinhole Photography. And she's going to be talking about how she makes her own cameras as a commentary on the principles of photography. And, quote, it's traditionally accepted modes. This will be in the museum auditorium, and it is from 6 to 8 tonight, when the museum is free from 5 to 8 for, I don't know if it's everyone or just New Mexico residents, but it's a good night to check that out. You can get more information at nmhistorymuseum.org.
Excellent. So Santa Fe Bandstand is having Bandstand Southside at San Isidro Plaza on Zaffirano Drive, across from the Plaza Cafe Southside. And tomorrow at 7 in the evening, they're featuring Paula Ray McDonald, who is from Abilene, Texas, and looks like some rock and country music. And it's sponsored by Via de San Ignacio Apartments.
They have a couple of local shows this coming week, too, that I wanted to mention as soon as I find them. On Monday...
Oh, wait a minute. And also, after that, at 8:15, is Soul-tastic. R&B, funk, and soul, also on the Bandstand South Side.
Yeah, so
good stuff.
I think that's new this year, right? The South Side Bandstand.
Yeah, first I've heard of it anyway.
Which I have not attended, but of course it's still going on in the plaza. And on Monday the 11th, from 6:30 to 7:30, they will have local musician and vocalist Faith Amore, who's winner of the New Mexico Music Awards Best Vocal Performance category last year. She's a local singer. I believe she taught at some of the schools here in the past. Now she is performing. She's South American Caribbean heritage, and she blends traditional jazz with the rhythms of her homeland. She will be playing at the plaza, singing at the plaza on Monday night. I think she has a lot of local fans. And she will be followed by John Trenacosta and Andy Gabus.
Excellent.
Jazz.
And we have at Pronzo, as always, David Geist. And tonight, David Geist has special guests John Rangel and Faith Amore. And then tomorrow, he will be playing a solo show at the upstairs room in Pronzo that they now call, they've been calling Geist Cabaret. And it's always great to go over there and see David. They've got a new chef and owner at Pronzo. And food continues to be good. I think you can get gluten-free there now.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Gluten-free pasta.
Gluten-free Italian food is always a good thing. I went to Chocolate Maven the other day, and I got a gluten-free pizza.
How was that?
It was pretty good. I mean, I'm still loving the gluten-free pizza over at Back Road.
Yum.
Which is so good that even if you're a weed eater.
A weed eater. I wish they had gluten-free pastries over there at Chocolate Maven. I'm not sure they can come up with that, but
we
can cross our fingers.
It's hard to get that right.
I would think it's really hard.
Yeah.
So have you heard about this concert? I like it because it's part of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, and it's called The Original Bieber. And a cleverly titled concert because, of course, there's Justin Bieber. But then there was the original Bieber, who was named Heinrich von Biebern. Heinrich Ignaz Franz Bieber von Biebern. He was an Austrian composer and violinist, and apparently he wrote one of the earliest, this is from Wikipedia, he wrote one of the earliest known pieces for solo violin. So the Chamber Music Festival, which is ongoing throughout August, will be featuring some of the original Bieber's music, along with works by Bach and some other composers. This is August 9th, which I don't want to get wrong. That's tomorrow, Saturday at 5 p.m. at the St. Francis Auditorium.
Okay.
And They have the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival is ongoing, as I said, and their performances at the St. Francis Auditorium and the Lenzic all the way through at least mid-month. I think it runs later, and it's fantastic. You can get some more information about that at the Ticket Santa Fe office or at santafechambermusic.com.
And guess what time it is?
I hope it's time for Cat of the Week.
It's time for Cat of the Week.
Wonderful.
This week's featured cat from Felines and Friends is called Kurtz. He's a sweet boy who will follow you around the house and sleep at your feet. He loves to play with the dogs in his foster home and would be fine in a house with gentle, playful dogs. He's a handsome boy with a medium-length black and white coat and black over one eye. It's not like that eye patch look, I guess.
I love that.
And
his name is Kurtz.
Kurtz, and he was born just a little over a year ago. He's a little kitty, and young kitty, and if you're interested in adopting him, you can call 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can go to fnfnm.org.
I wish we could have a dog of the week. Sometime maybe can I just pick a dog off the shelter
you
site?
You may pick a dog. It's the Felines and Friends have really got their act together. They send me a cat every single week. We need to organize it, but people are willing to do a dog of the week. I can get a dog of the week, but we've sort of started and things like that have fizzled out a little bit. It's hard to keep it up so consistently. But anyway,
I have a very good friend who has volunteered with Felines and Friends. I think you may know this person as well, and they speak so highly of Felines and Friends, and I know a lot of people in the area also foster cats and help them out. And here's to little Maui. Shout out to little Maui who passed away.
Shout out to the wonderful white cat Maui.
Yeah. The Academy for the Love of Learning, the place whose name I always love and trip over, is having a celebration of Ernest Thompson Seton's 154th birthday. That is Wednesday, August 14th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And Seton, of course, one of the fathers of the scouting movement, I've never been quite clear on his exact connection to the Academy for the Love of Learning, which is out there.
I think, didn't he build the building that they're in?
That sounds right. I know he when he passed away, he was living out there in Seton Village here in Santa Fe. But anyway, his birthday is next Wednesday, and they will have an event called, they'll celebrate his birthday and also mark the opening of a new exhibition, Bird Portraits, featuring some of his finest avian illustrations. The images come from the Academy's collection of Seton artwork, which I also haven't seen, And there are also some on loan from various museums around New Mexico. This is a free event open to the public, and it's open from 10 to 4 and again from 6:30 to 8:30 at Seton Village. I hear great things. I hear they sometimes give tours of the facility, and it's supposed to be gorgeous. So what a reason to go out there? Wednesday. But Wednesday, the party itself is from 6:30 to 8:30.
You know, I opened my email and I got what looked like a really great exhibition notice, and it's in London. Why are they sending me this? Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
I wish we could go to that.
I know.
I also want to mention, in addition to Juan Cidi, there's Entre Flamenco performances at the Lodge. They are all month long through August 31st. Performances nightly except Tuesdays, and you can get more info at 988-1234. Another great flamenco theater company. We have a lot of great flamenco this summer.
I got a note that there is the oldest triathlon in the United States is celebrating 40 years with a triathlon on the 16th of August. It's Sunday, the 16th of August, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's entries. You can enter into Elite, Individual, Clydesdale, and Athena. And Athena is women 150 pounds or more. Clydesdale is men 200 pounds or more. There's teams with male, female, co-ed, divided by age groups. All kinds of ways to enter this triathlon. And if you want to register, I would say contact Los Alamos County Park Recreation and Open Space Division. Call 505-662-8173.
So the country's oldest triathlon?
That's what it's telling me.
It's pretty interesting.
I just read what they send me.
Who knows? It's in Los Alamos, too. Lots of things happen there.
Indeed.
Desert Serenade is an exhibition at the Lannan Foundation over on Reed Street in their beautiful offices. And they will be having an artist reception Saturday the 9th, tomorrow, from 5 to 7 in the Lannan Foundation Gallery. The exhibition, which is subtitled Drones, Fences, Cacti, Test Sites, Craters, and Serapes, features works by artists including Renata Adler, Tom Miller, Trevor Paglin, James Terrell, and others. And the gallery is always open on Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 5 over there at 309 Reed Street. But this is a special reception that's at the Lannan Foundation, who does such wonderful things and brings great writers and more artists here to Santa Fe. You can get more at lannan.org.
And it's a nice gallery over there, nice space in general, and we go to so many of those events that they have at the Lensic, but people might not know so much about their art program. It's first rate.
I don't know much about it. I should go check that out.
And so you can go to that tomorrow in the afternoon at 5, and before that, you can spend your day from 10 to 4 at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. They're having their annual art show and benefit. We talked about that, I think, yesterday on the Radio Cafe, but just want to reinforce it in people's minds because it's just such a wonderful place to go and be with the animals, the ducks and geese and peacocks and horses and
dogs. Oh, they've got the whole shebang.
Yeah, they've got three kinds of animals, birds, horses, and dogs. And it's from 10 to 4, and they've got all kinds of art, paintings, jewelry, ceramics, folk art, wearable art, and so much more. And they are located down on Highway 14. It's 3749A Highway 14. And if you just kind of drive south on 14, which is the extension of Cerrillos Road, you kind of can't miss it. I think they have balloons or markers of some kind. And the blender.
Blender's making smoothies over there at Santa Fe, over here at Santa Fe Baking Company.
Yes, indeed.
Did you know the county fair is this weekend?
You're kidding.
It's down at the fairgrounds on Rodeo Road, the 6th through the 9th. So it's started a couple of days ago, or started all week, I guess. Tomorrow is Barnyard Olympics Day. I can only guess what that entails, but it sounds cute. Small pet shows. Does this say salsa contest?
I think it's the kind that you eat.
Oh, I forgot that even existed, and here we are in Santa Fe. Yeah, okay, well, that's another great reason to go, salsa contest. And there's a herding dog demonstration, which I've never seen, but I think You can see how your little pet border collie, he likes to chase the ball. Well, you can see what they really look like when they're working in action herding sheep. So it's the Santa Fe County Fair at the Rodeo Grounds. And for more information, you can Google Santa Fe County Fair.
Excellent. I probably should have read this last week, but Musical Theater Works Santa Fe is presenting its first ever musical theater festival that runs through tomorrow. Four musical scripts were chosen from submissions from all around the nation, and as everyone's invited to see the new generation of artists as they work with internationally acclaimed artists to edit and evolve their work into staged readings. The events are taking place at the Greer Garson Theater. And when is it? Here, for more information, you can go go to sfmtf.org, and you can also call 946-2468.
I've got one to talk about. It is an event called My Life in Art, Bruce Ferguson with Robert Enright. This takes place Tuesday, August 12th. And Bruce Ferguson was the founding director and curator of Site Santa Fe. He will be speaking at the Armory for the Arts at 1050 Old Pecos Trail this coming Tuesday from 6 to 8. He will be looking back at his experiences in the art world and the history of Site Santa Fe. I think that would be really interesting. Tuesday, August 12th, 6 to 8. For more information, call 984-1370.
Most excellent. I'm going to try to figure out what's going on at Collected Works Bookstore. Give me just a minute.
And I will talk about the 17th annual, this is interesting, the Pueblo Revolt Foot Race. It takes place tomorrow at the Pueblo of Tusuque, starting at 6 a.m. And this is an annual foot race, the annual Pueblo Revolt Foot Race, which commemorates the sacrifice two runners from Tusuque Pueblo made in the beginning of what is called, what they call, the Native Americans call, the First American Revolution. It begins with a run from the Pueblo of Tusuque Plaza into Santa Fe and a brief oral history of the Pueblo Revolt, the unveiling of a plaque located at the Santa Fe Convention Center. I think it's the Convention Center in Tusuque, I'm sorry, which is the location of the ancestral home of Tusuque Pueblo. And sounds interesting. I'm curious to know more. And to know more, I or you could call 505-819-8762.
At Collected Works next week on the 14th, which is, I guess that's Thursday of next week, Ears of Corn, Listen, is a book by book of poetry by renowned Native American potter and poet Max Early. And he's detailing both the everyday and the extraordinary moments of family and community, life, work, art, sadness, and celebration at Laguna Pueblo. And that will be at 6 in the evening. He is shown on the website of Collected Works Bookstore, which is collectedworksbookstore.com, holding a beautiful piece of pottery that he made. So, Ears of Corn is the book. Definitely check it out next week, Thursday at 6. And Collected Works Bookstores. Yeah, it's on the corner of Galisteo and Water. About a block away from the Lensing.
Yeah, I go there for books. I go there for coffee and treats.
Yeah.
When I'm not here at Santa Fe Baking Company.
Treats.
That sounds
like a dog thing.
It's good enough for my dog. It's good enough for me. The History of Coal in New Mexico is the name of an event that's going on down at Cerritos Hills State Park, if I have its name correctly. There will be local historian Bill Baxter will be talking about the curiosities of uncommon Native American and European uses of coal, from the Hopi way back in the old days to Madrid in the mining days, with a few stops along the way. This is at the Cerritos Hills State Park Visitor Center down there at 37 Main Street in Cerritos. If you get lost, just wander a little further in Cerritos and you'll find it in the town. It's 16 miles south of town. And for more information, you can go to Cerritos Hills. I have the website here, and I will announce it in a second. You could Google Cerritos Hills State Park, and I hate to do that, but I don't have the website right in front of me.
Well, you know, most of our listeners aren't listening with their pencil and paper open anyway.
That's a good point.
Look, it's time to go. Very quickly, master artist Claire Kahn is at Bettina Gallery today from 11 to 4.
Jewelry, that's always art jewelry. Beautiful.
Yeah, art jewelry and a chance to actually talk to the artist. Diana Delling is with the Lensic Center for Performing Arts and is a wonderful place. She is here very often speaking of the arts. Thanks for being with us on the radio.
Thanks
cafe.
For having me as always. Have a good week.
You too.